Some years ago in Morocco, we climbed up a narrow, winding path to an isolated village perched on the side of a mountain. We were staying there overnight. It got dark suddenly, but before we settled down to sleep, I remember going outside to see the night sky. There was no sky. Instead, I saw the great, looming mass of a mountain rearing up dramatically in front of me. It blotted out most of the sky, and all I could see was its mysterious, frightening shape, ominous in its immensity and scale. The night stars were not visible because of its girth. It felt like a living presence. As I craned my head back to take it in, it felt like a breathing phenomenon, and I have never forgotten it. But recently, when I came out of a neighbour's house at night time and saw Dungarvan Bay at my feet from a new perspective, stretching off into the distance, I had the same sense of a presence. In the silence, it lay there as if waiting, watching, this great maw of water quietly heaving in and out, an ever-present reminder of a sleeping power. We see the sea every day on both sides of the peninsula, on days when it is grey and churning, or on days when it is like a mirror, still as a lake and dazzling in the sunlight. It is a beautiful, awe-inspiring constant in our lives, but I had forgotten how its ever-changing presence also dominates our days.